This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Thousands of people in the Midwest remain without power today. Storms in the region have drenched everything in their path, from southeastern Minnesota to Ohio. Floods have been blamed for at least 18 deaths. Today, you're going to hear about a small town in southwestern Wisconsin. It's called Gay Mills, and a river runs through it. Last weekend, that river crested above flood level. 200 people had to evacuate. Yesterday, the sun came out, and Gil Halstead of Wisconsin Public Radio reports, so did the volunteers.
Wading through the ankle-high torrent rushing across the road near the bridge over the Kickapoo River, Margie Jurgensen is heading out to measure the water level.
Some dead snake in there.
She opens a metal box attached to the outside of the bridge and unwinds a spool of wire with a weight on the end that she lowers to skim the top of the swollen, muddy river.
So we're 1498. I knew it was almost 15. 1498.
Flood stage is 13 feet. Walking back down Main Street, we're joined by 93-year-old Pearl Swigum, whose basement apartment was ruined. Still, she marvels at the way her neighbors and volunteers from the area have responded to the flood.
A flood does something. It brings a lot of people together, brings out a lot of unexpected abilities.
It also brings out a lot of volunteers willing to do some unusual tasks. Like cleaning out a mushroom factory. Mel Dow came with a group from his church in Prairie du Chien, about 30 miles to the south. He's emptying a wheelbarrow filled with ruined mushroom logs. Piles of them, looking like dried-out brown sea sponges, are stacked up outside the factory warehouse.
We're fortunate enough now in Prairie du Chien that we didn't have it quite as bad. My family went through a tragedy back when I was younger, and it was great when people from the community came out to help. I thought it was a great opportunity to give back to some of these people in this community.
Inside the huge mushroom factory, fans are blowing and small piles of shiitake and oyster mushrooms are scattered on the wood floor. Owner Nam Song immigrated from Korea in the 1970s and opened the factory 15 years ago. The flood knocked the power out for 4 days. The temperatures rose, ruining thousands of mushrooms and the logs they grow on.
We could not make the temperature down, so everything is heat up, so we destroy everything 100%.
Song figures it will take 8 months to sanitize the building and grow a new batch of mushrooms to sell. But talking about the help he got from volunteers to salvage his business, Song gets emotional. He says he's never been a volunteer himself, and he was overwhelmed by the kindness the town has shown him.
This is a tragedy in my life. I'm 61 pretty soon. And they try making me feel good. I won't let you down. Don't leave here. So many times I hear, it's tearful. Thank you.
My insurance company isn't going to help me out a bit.
That's Gary Holtzman, who's surveying the damage to his retail furniture store and wondering if it makes sense to open up again on Main Street. Federal emergency management teams have toured the town, and he's confident some federal aid will be coming. But this is the third big flood the town has had since 1951, and each time it's been worse. Situated where it is in the oxbow of the river, Holtzman thinks it's time to consider moving the entire town.
I don't understand why we can't just move more out where there's higher ground and, you know, even center some of the businesses out there instead of down here. Ultimately, it's going to be a better thing.
That will likely be one of the proposals at a town meeting planned for this week when residents gather to decide whether it makes sense to move at least some of the town a little farther away from the beautiful, winding, but also unruly Kickapoo River. For NPR News, I'm Gil Halstead.